Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever the dollar you might have for, is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget that I want some.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. A bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yeah. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling, from the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling. No, oh, man, they gotta feel young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the no. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Fill them up. Yeah, I'm going, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking police. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hobo Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gonna tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team. And all our eyes winning only means okay. One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Yeah! What's going on, fellas? I wonder, I got to change that intro. Do I have to say, this is Biz from Georgia? I got to go ahead and take a vote on that. A lot of people, saying that, I may have to change that intro. Maybe I can get somebody, I don't know, I might take a vote on that. Can I still say Biz from Chicago? Can I still say Biz from Harvey? Can I still say Biz from the South Suburbs? Thornton High School, baby. Yeah, I wonder, can I still say that? But in the event, this is your boy Biz. Thursday night talk show, Grudge Inc. I am the host for this Thursday night show, for this Thursday night parlay. I got a wonderful, wonderful announcement that I'm announcing in about 30 minutes. I want to make sure we get another 15 callers on, 10 to 15 callers on. Grudge Inc., we're going to bring something to the Midwest that hasn't been to the Midwest in a while, maybe never, but we got something planned for you guys, and it's strictly for the Midwest. Skip the South, skip the West, skip the East. It's strictly for the Midwest, and I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be honored to help bring this to the Midwest. But weekend review. They had a race, Big Sham, Big Sham, and Clocks Off and Bruce Leroy had a wonderful, wonderful race over at 41 this past weekend. I heard they had a hell of a crowd out there. Heard that they had some great racing. Of course, I'm down here in the South, so I wasn't able to make it. Thank God, amen, that no one was seriously injured, hurt, harmed, or endangered. They had a great race, great turnout, and an all-out good time. And look forward to them throwing the same race, more support to be given to Big Sham and Productions, Gunner Picks, Clocks Off, Bruce Leroy. For next race on September, I don't know, it's not going to be September 8th next year. It's going to be the 7th or the 9th or something like that. But I would say probably the second Sunday of September next year, or the first, whatever they come up with, man, we just ask the guys come out and support them again. All right. What's coming up? What's coming up? What's coming up? What's coming up? All right. They got Cots over at this weekend, but, you know, I ain't going to announce that. That guy don't support nobody. So, whatever. We got the Motor City Queens, the Motor City Mafia. They coming up on October. I gotta get Slouch or someone in the Motor City Mafia to get on so we can clear up this date, because it is Nightmare on 12th Street, and we were thinking that's the date of the race, but the flyer says the 5th, and we want to make sure that the date is cleared up. I would say it's the 5th because the flyers does say the 5th, but, you know, it is Nightmare on 12th Street. So we want to make sure we got this date corrected, so anybody that has authority to speak for Slouch in Productions, Lil Tony, that fag, we are locked in, me and Lil Tony. Pretty Tony. Me and Lil Tony locked in for Cold Killer Race down here in Macon, Georgia, down here at the Zoo, October 19th and 20th. And I'm really looking forward to that race because a lot of my good friends from the Midwest is coming down. It's coming down for that race. The guys that my Set on Kill crew, who I'm not only members of the group, but are dear friends of mine. They're coming down. We're gonna break bread. We're gonna laugh. We're gonna have some fun. And we're gonna watch some racing. But in between time, they are having a no ET, I believe, this weekend over at Milan, Michigan. Chemo and I've been reading the boards. Chemo and what's his name? The little guy that got Polistic on his lips, Kool Aid on his lips. Jimbo. That's my main man, Jimbo. They were trying to get a race locked in with Jimbo. Jimbo is the pilot of that pretty white and black Mustang Mark Cranks car. They were trying to get a race locked in, head up Pro Tree, 400 Pro Tree, 8th Mile, in the staging lanes by 7, and Chemo agreed to all that, and only thing Chemo wanted, his tip was, he wanted lane choice. Jimbo didn't want to give up lane choice. I can understand why Jimbo don't want to give up lane choice. Jimbo is a little bitty guy, and that is a big cowhood, so, you know, you want to be whatever favorable side of the life. I guess if you were in the right lane, you can really look at that clock. So before I would have just said no, Chemo, I would have asked him what lane do he want. You may not be able to pick the lane 3 days before the race, but maybe you can. You know, so you know, some tracks you already know what's the best lane in some tracks. So, you know, when I raced Chemo was in the left lane. So that may be the lane that he wants. So if I was Jimbo, I would have asked him, what lane do you want now, so I know. And if it would have been a left lane, maybe Jimbo should have took that lane. But I'm not sure. So they didn't get that race locked in. But this week at Milan, Michigan at No ET, Chemo did get a race locked in with Young Money. The race was negotiated by Governor of Michigan of Grudge Inc., Big Wayne, Aaron's Gold Digger Malibu, Head Up Pro Tree, 8th Mile, no Willy Bars on either car. I do believe that they had a time to be in the staging lanes, but it escapes me right now. But I'm sure somebody will get on and let us know what that was. I think it was 7 or 8 o'clock, but it was a time limit. And we all know that, the racing up north, you need to get that time limit in because the deuce will start setting in. Now we're in September. It's going to get cooler in the night, and that dew will set in. I remember when me, Lil Derek, and all of us went up there and ran Chemo, right before we ran him, we were wiping the windshields off. We're wiping the windshield off with all that dew, on the windshield. So we need to start getting these races in early so that nothing really happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm gonna open up a couple of mics. Leon. Your mic is open, Leon.
What's happening, Biz?
What's happening?
Not a whole lot of nothing, man. Just getting off that job, JLB.
Yeah, me too. Just getting off.
That's me.
Yeah, just getting off.
What's going on?
Oh, okay. Everything good?
Oh, yeah, everything good.
Oh, okay.
Everything all good.
What you got planned this weekend?
Huh?
I said, what you got planned this weekend?
I'm gonna kick back and spend a little time at home with the family, Alabama coming up, and then a couple races coming up, and I wanna make it there, so you don't need me beating up on my car until go down there, and I hope my wife and the right people down there, so down on their ass, I'm going again.
Yeah, big drag. I do wanna let everybody know. Big Drag is having a benefit race down in Alabama. So anybody that can make that race, man, please do. You're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time over at, Montgomery Motorsports Park. That is September 22nd. That is a Sunday. So y'all know that is a Sunday because if y'all want to make it a good trip, y'all come on down to Valdosta on the 21st. Ronnie Brown is having a race that day, so you will have a weekend. But the week after that, you know, a lot of the Midwest guys, you better hold on, Leon. I got kid, your mic is open. I gotta click over for a second. Big Daddy, your mic open.
What's happening, Biz?
What's going on, kid? Hold on one second.
What's going on, Leon?
What's happening?
Oh, nothing much, man. Did you get enough to eat?
Oh, yeah, I ain't good, man. You know, hey, I got to tell you what, dog ain't got to worry about when he coming. I got the grill going.
All right.
Y'all ain't got to worry about that one.
I heard that.
Kid, what's happening, kid? Leon, what's happening?
What's going on, Danny?
Man, oh, nothing much, man. Just chilling, man. You know, we had a good time, man. We had a good time there.
Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That was good. I enjoyed myself.
Man, I did too. even though we got our ass blowed out, but, you know, it's all about having fun, though.
Yeah, shit happens.
Hey, they told me that's part of racing, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of good action up there, too.
Hey, trust me, y'all won by yourself.
Oh, man, I know. Well, you see, we were trying to go right back to him, though.
Hey, they don't kind of fool me, man. I ain't think that cock around like that. That damn cock of mine.
Oh, yeah, old custom shop over there.
Yeah, that's a slick little old street sleeper there, boy.
Man, oh, man. I know they said some boys from Detroit been trying to call them out, but they ain't stepped up to the plate.
Hey, man, you know what, man? Let me tell you something. Detroit shouldn't be calling nobody out. They know they was having that race. All they had to do is come on down there. Don't wait after the race. Then you won't call somebody out.
No, they was calling out at Beer's race, they was calling them out. So they none of them show up.
But they should have showed up at the races, though. They should have came down that Sunday, though.
Yeah, they should have.
You said the magic word. It was plenty action.
It
got the
action. Mm-hmm.
You got to show up.
Yeah, it was good action. Yeah, but it was real good action now. Real good action.
Well, you know the old saying, Danny. You got to show up to show out.
That's right.
Yeah, I was over there harassing little Tony over there about that Motor City Mafia shirt that he had on. I said, how you gonna come to Chicago with a Motor City Mafia and y'all got knocked out the shootout? Yeah, he started laughing. I said, man, you can't wear no Motor City Mafia shirt down here and y'all ain't win the shootout.
He snuck one in.
Oh yeah, but you know, little Tony was down there joking. Laugh was he had fun too. I thought we was gonna get ready to see that Cherokee that he was gonna run Shorty with, but it never showed up. Mm-hmm. But I guess we're gonna have to go. What is it? October 5th. They got that race up there. It's October 5th. I guess we're gonna have to go up there with the pickup truck.
They're gonna have it in Martin or Miley.
No, it's going to be at Martin.
Oh, okay.
This October 5th. So I guess we're going to have to go up there and take the shootout again.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we got her to take the shootout again.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Because, you know, them boys over there, they're kind of restless.
Yeah. We done won the last three shootouts, right? Three or four shootouts.
Mm-hmm.
We've been over there, putting on them.
Yep.
Yeah, y'all talking about old bump car, huh?
Hey, man, we didn't ask you to say no names, man. We just said the custom shop, man. We don't want them people to go. Hey, man, we don't want to scare them, man.
Oh, okay. So it was a good, successful event. Plenty of racing. Oh, yeah, man. Hold on. Shawty had a race locked in with Pretty Tony. What happened?
Tonka got paid. Tonka got paid.
Oh, Tonka got paid. Tonka got paid.
They
need the damage. What all this Tonka being paid?
Somebody get sick?
Take it easy, Danny.
Danny, the punk out got paid. Did the car even show up? Did the truck even show up?
No. No. No.
What? people be, man.
No, I guess he told Show that, you know, he had technical difficulties, but he stayed and supported the show. And, you know, we all have fun, though.
Yeah.
But I guess him and Torn still locked in, so I guess on the 5th of October, we're going to go on over there. We're going to take the zombie outbreak up there.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. He had a race locked in with Torrance, too. Did he pay that punk out, too?
No, I don't know about that one now. Because, see, Torrance didn't show up with his truck. Torrance didn't show up at the track, period.
Okay. Well, that's a wash, then.
I don't know what they got going on, but, you know.
That's a wash, yeah.
Hey, we was over there. You know, we was over there heckling Detroit Hood TV. You know, when Lil Ron shook down Lil Boosie, we told him that was a bumblebee and a chemo killer.
Lil Boosie.
Yeah.
Man, Lil Boosie. I think Lil Boosie going up to Wisconsin this weekend
for the Cox.
Yeah. Mhm. He was online a couple months ago asking Slouch and them, was they race a Grudge Inc. race? And, you know, of course, it's not a Grudge Inc. race. So he said he was going to be over to their race to support them. Well, that he never showed up, and I don't think he has showed up to anybody's race this year other than his own. So, wow. Watch stuff out. Yeah, so you know. But I got two more hands up, and then I'm gonna make the big announcement. 708-8509. Your mic is open.
How you doing, Biz?
What's going on?
Ain't that much. Hey, man. We're gonna call old boy Pro Stock Buck. Yeah, we're gonna give him a new name, Pro Stock Bump.
Hey, did you hear that, Danny?
Hey, and Skin didn't want to go back.
There y'all go. Come on now, tell the real thing, man. Skin asked for the break, and Bump wanted to go back, but hold on. Bob wanted to go back, but, you know, the people that was around was like, no. Come on now, tell it real now.
Yeah, but you can give him the break. He was going to race and head up again.
Zody just asked for the break. He said, Bob beat him by 3-4 cars down there. You know, he wanted the break.
Man, you know how that go. You know how Skin fled. Skin got off the gas.
Man, he ain't get off no doggone gas.
He did.
Okay.
He saw he couldn't catch him, so he gonna get slick and slow down. And then ask for the break.
Yeah, that's what y'all say.
Yeah, you know how Skin play it. Yeah, but that's Pro Stock Bump now.
All right, well, hold on. Hey, let me go ahead and make this big announcement, man. I feel it's a big announcement. What we're going to do, I'm brought to you by Grudge Inc., and I'm going to have a few guys from Detroit and a few guys from Chicago help me coordinate this. The first annual award show, Midwest Award Show, February 8th. At the Matson International Hotel in Matson, Illinois. It's a Holiday Inn. We're gonna have on February 8th. We're gonna have nothing but awards for the Midwest, namely Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. It's our own little award show. It is a grown. I always want to say this. It's a grown and sexy event, so we ask that you you know, casual attire. We will have entertainment there. We will have food there. It's a plated event, meaning you sit down and they serve you a plate. It's a appetizer, entree, and dessert. And we will have a cash bar there. We will have dancing, and we will have, like I said, live entertainment. We will be giving out awards. I'm going to get with a couple guys from Michigan, a couple guys from Illinois and Indiana. And we're going to get together on some categories, and we will be giving away. We haven't decided yet on trophies or just plain certificates. I think certificates will be better. It'll keep the cost down. We'll keep the cost down. We're not trying to get everybody to pay a whole lot of money. It will be an entry fee. The entry fee will cover the food. It's not a buffet style where we have somebody cook and then you come serve yourself or whatever. We're gonna have a plate of food. So y'all guys, hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Why y'all standing up?
Yeah,
no, we ain't getting out. We gonna get out. We gonna go home.
Hey, Danny, hold the show down for me for 10 minutes. I'm just Ron Ron on the other line. I gotta talk to Ron Ron.
Okay, hold on. Biz, I'm on hold for 1 second. Hold on.
All right. Or anybody, just hold the show. I'm opening up Meatball. Meatball, your mic is open. I'm gonna talk to Ron Ron.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Hey, how long y'all still living down there?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Meatball.
What's going on?
Hey, Meatball, did you catch up with Detroit Hood TV?
Can I catch up with them? I was trying to get in touch with them.
I said, did you catch up with them?
Hey, Leon on the phone?
Yeah, Leon on the phone.
What's going on, Leon? Hey, man, how the weather over there, man? It's you know what? It rained and poured down at my job, but get towards my house, it's dry as hell.
Man, I mean, we got a bad dark cloud cover over us, goddamn.
Y'all getting bad, cause y'all getting a real black cloud coming off that lake coming that way. We got a big downpour by my job, but get down 4 miles down the road, it's dry as hell.
Yeah, the sun out over here. I'm looking for the damn sun.
It's wicked weather this way. What's going on, though, man? Is anybody from Chicago coming up to the NOET? Because I know y'all do have a meltdown.
You know what? I have no idea, Meatball. I really ain't heard nobody even talking about the NOET.
Yeah, I really ain't heard too many people talking about the meltdown. I mean, I don't know. I mean.
No, they ain't got no meltdown up here.
Well, it is a meltdown this weekend, ain't it? Isn't it, I mean?
No, that's that Cox race. Well, they know.
I don't go to that shit.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to leave that alone because I heard some bad shit about them Cox. I heard some awful shit. I'm surprised they still. Listen, it was so awful. I'm still surprised they running that bullshit.
Come on, come over. That's safe.
Well, they
ain't never like it no way. I feel they misuse us anyway. That's the way I'm gonna put it.
Are y'all planning on coming to October 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Big Danny, we ain't gonna talk about it now, but I'm letting you know. I will be giving you a call in a couple of weeks to let you know about bringing the pickup.
Oh, no, we're going to have it there because we're going to have it on deck.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, shit. That sounds, hey, maybe we can work something out with that, you know, with the trailblazer.
Yeah. Scan said he hated he let y'all get off the hook.
Oh, I
Listen, man. Hey, okay, tell him we appreciate that. Yeah, this fool right here, this fool, see how this son of a bitch, I'm on the freeway, this son of a bitch is rolled by with his top down and it's raining harder than the motherfucker.
You know, he got some money then. He got money then.
Yeah, y'all got real
He got money to get it all wet inside like that.
Yeah, so when he get flood damage, he just go buy him another one.
No, meatball. No. Why you knocking the man because he want to take a shower?
You said what?
Why you knocking the man because he want to take a shower?
Man, shit, he can do that in his own home. Hell, he like a damn fool.
Hey, meatball, what kid trying to say, maybe he ain't got no running water in his house, so that's why he got the top down in the car.
Well, shit, he might want to stop then and let it grill get him.
He's trying to improvise, see? You got to be hip to all this stuff, man.
Hey, what y'all got going on this weekend down there in Chi-Town, Indiana?
Shit, nothing that I know of.
Ain't nothing wrong with Miley.
Big Daddy, you need to take a trip to Miley, man. Sit back and relax.
Well, who all got stuff locked in at Miley? We want to hear some good stuff, man. We don't want to hear, ain't nobody locked in. We get there, a lot of guys are standing around. And then nothing happen. They have all them cars there, and don't nobody do nothing. That's the thing that started making me mad now, because all them guys have them cars there. They don't run nobody.
But you know what? That's at every track though, man. You gotta then throw a damn a shootout just to get these guys to race. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean I understand that, but you know what I'm saying, they gotta have some type of heart, man. I know. A lot of them probably run for like $400, $500, $1,000. That's good action, but a lot of them don't have no heart to get up there to run them cars.
Hey, Danny, the man who you always yell his name, it will be there. What, how you yell, Johnny Quick? He will be there.
Oh, not Johnny Quick. That's my man now. Johnny Quick, my man now.
He'll be there. I guess he asked. On the Motown Muscle, we had Turbo DC. He thought he wants that 28 belt. Turbo DC said that I guess they come up, they don't want to come and race that mile or some shit. I don't know, man.
But I'm gonna be honest with you, Meatball. And a lot of them done got used to racing at 131. That's where a lot of them won't go, man. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what though? But you know what? 131 is a good halfway point for Chicago and Detroit.
That
should be 131 should be like Chicago versus Detroit. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. And then you know what, Meatball? If me or you or anybody see something wrong with the track and people start getting loose, they go and take care of that track. They shut down everything, take care of the track. A lot of these other tracks, they don't do that. They just let you keep on running and keep on running till you start till they. Tearing up cars, then they want to stop everything, and then they want to do something about the track then. But if you see or two cars get to the 330 and they wiggling and move around, 131 shut everything down and go see what's out there. They go drag it. They do whatever they got to do to it to get the track right. A lot of them other tracks don't do that, man. That's why they.
Big Gang, I'll tell you one thing. When Daye won that shootout up here in Miami. Man, mm-hmm. Look, you can ask Dan how that track, man, they had that track. I mean, dude, that track was on kill that day.
But they should do that all the time. That's what make a first.
You know what? Of course, I don't go down that track. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you guys as drivers, like Leon Prelug, well, Prelug, that's something that's going down the side street, so I ain't going to talk about him. Mm-hmm. But, like, you guys, y'all know. You know what I mean? Y'all been, you raced that Milan. You raced at 131. You raced at 41. You've been everywhere racing. So you know how a track should be, and how it should feel. So
and that's what makes people come. Cause be honest, 41 used to be the same way. They used to prep that track real good for everybody to come to that track. Now every time we look around, we got to go to somebody that treated good. You know, mine wants you there. They want to break your car in half. That's what the man told me. We trying to break every ring, hit the sideline. And they do have their track together. And I like the way they do it. And I haul up there. I go there any time.
What, 131?
Yeah.
Next time.
What they wanted to do that trip.
Hey, look, ask Todd. Man, I don't. He ain't got on the trans break with Todd Regal. Man, he knocked the rear end, the drive shaft, the bolts. He knocked the exhaust down. He knocked everything down. We like, well, what was that?
Hey, that might have had that bulletproof stuff in there, man.
He said he had it, but you know, 131. I don't know what they do to that track. It shakes, makes sure everything is tight in there.
Hey man, they spray their track. They don't spray their track to no 330. They spray their track from start to finish, man. I watched.
And they drag it all the way down too, and they get everything off. They get all the, you know, like a lot of tracks only just push a lot of that stuff. Just down some, they push all that stuff off the track, all the little excess dirt, gravel. Because you see a lot of cars, they get in trouble at 131, they got steering power to recover and get back out of it. A lot of them tracks, they push that stuff that's a little bit past the 330 or the 660, and when you see cars get down there, they lose traction, the car just be all over the track, and they can't control it. Man, 131 push all that stuff all the way to the end, off.
So I'm not taking it. So who locked in for October 5th, man? Is Tate the Great? Because I was trying to listen to Biz earlier, but I was doing something. Who locked in? Is somebody locked in that Miley that I don't know about? Somebody locked in that on October 5th? What's going on, man? Leon, you looking for Street King? What's going on?
Well, when I get my top spin out, I'm gonna run him back. You know, I'm gonna put it like this. Everybody can say how they look, at a race win. A win is a win, but you know what? He won some money. He didn't beat me. When you beat a person, I like to see two cars go down the track together. And if one thing about it, one minute he ain't hooking, the next minute I'm hooking. Next minute I ain't hooking, he hooking. So I ain't gonna stop until we go side by side. And I feel like I can't whoop because I'm coming back. I just had some issues with the car, so, you know, I can't say nothing about that. He's the best man. He won two out of one. I got one, he got two. But I'm coming back.
Well, that's fair, you know what I mean? You said you had issues, but you still went with him, you know? So, I mean, it is what it is.
Right. Shit, you never found out. You know, a lot of guys talk that shit, but a lot of them don't know how it feels to get in that ring. Them sideliners can do a whole bunch of talking.
Hey, Leon, that's called heart. You got heart to go. A lot of them guys don't have heart to go, man. That's why you see a lot of them sitting on the sideline talking.
Hey, Big Daddy, I sit on the sideline talking because I don't have a car.
Meatball, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's something different, but I'm talking about the guys that have the
car
that's sitting on the sideline talking, but don't have the heart to go.
It takes somebody,
you know what I'm saying, just say like BET to put that camera in their face and get to talking. Then they got to show, they got to get up and go then. You know what I'm saying?
But then, I think that's pressure though.
Hey, no, it ain't. I'm going to tell you something. You know how, you see how we get on these talk shows and talk? But if you do like BET, take that camera and get in their face and put them on blast, they got two things to do. Either they're going to go or they're going to stick their head up their ass and ease out the crowd.
Leah, you a driver. Hey, Leah, you the only driver that's on the phone right now of a car that I know of. Man, Leah, man, I ain't trying to take over a big show, but it's a good thing. I want to ask you. Yeah, man, tell us, man, as a spectator, as we watching you, man, tell us how that pressure is in there, man, when you bumping that first light on, man. Tell us the if that leg's shaking, man, you trying to cut that tree down on his ass, man. What goes on in the driver's mind?
You know what? I don't really have no pressure when I get on that line. Only thing be on me, I get in them cars, I think for the worst. And that's not as God choose. I look for the worst because you don't know what them cars going to do. And then they start making me wear that neck brace. It just made everything even tight on me. But I get in there, I don't have no pressure. There's two things going to happen. Either you're going to win or you're going to lose. You know, both cars can't win, so that's how I go, you know. And all I can tell all of them, no over bet your ass, that's all. They be pressure on sound good when they betting that 3 or 4,000 and they only got 800 better than that pot. That's pressure on the nigga head.
All right, I mean, because I think, well, like you said, yeah, these goddamn cars will fuck you up.
Hey, dude, my car went straight down the track at Byron. This is the truth. I haven't touched it. All I did was put all the new plugs in to run in. There ain't no way in the world that car should have went to the left. No way. If I knew it was going to went to the left, I'd have paid the park out money. You know, but I didn't know it was going to do that. I was prepared for it, though. I was prepared whatever happens. And you know, you see me, I scraped the wall. I ain't did nothing up. I scraped the wall. And, you know, came back, let it cool down. You know me. I'm going to get back in and try to find out what's going on.
Hey, Leon. Hey, Meatball.
What's going on?
They said Kimo work at Tire Rack now.
He work at where?
Tire Rack.
Wait, did you say he work at Tire Rack?
Yeah, they said he taking a class on how to put the inner tube in the slick right.
Don't do that, man. Kimo ain't on the phone. My buddy ain't on the phone.
Man, well, Danny, man, back off my man, Big Danny. Back off of him.
Hey,
to speak on his defense, man. The man is trying to learn, man. The man is trying to learn. Everybody does, you know, mistakes, but the man is actually trying to learn how to work on his own car, man.
Hey,
no,
you know
they,
what?
They said he put the inner tube in wrong, and everybody's trying to figure out.
It's only one way you can put the inner tube in. So how you put the inner tube in wrong?
Big Daddy, I don't know. I ain't even know nothing about that. But the man, hey, the man doing the best thing that I can that I know of. Man, learn how. Trying to learn how to work on his own shit.
Hey, because if you know what, to have these kind of cars, if you don't know how to work on them, what good is it to have them? Because every time you can't go racing unless you had a person who work on your car, and he don't want to get paid. So you got to learn some sooner or later.
Hey,
we all went through that. I remember I didn't know nothing about no race car, and I've been around it all my life. Didn't care nothing about it. I just went through and got into it.
I apologize, fellas. That was Ron Ron on the phone. Everybody know where Ron Ron is.
He held it down, big.
And I appreciate it. He told me to tell everybody what's going on and how y'all doing.
Biz, next time you interrupt my what I got going on, man, you know, at least put your hand up or something, man.
Did you hear what Kimo was working at?
No, what is he working at?
They say he's working at Tire Rack.
Biz, I gotta ask you a question, Biz. You drove the car before. You drove a car before, Biz. I mean, I ain't trying to take it. Like I told Leon and Big Dan, I ain't trying to take over the show number. Man, you know, tell us, looking, you know, on the sideline, looking at you bump that bump. Tell, like Leon answered something, but he don't have no. How that pressure is, man. In that car when you bumping that light on, man. What is it like?
I'm definitely not an experienced driver. I'm nowhere near it, but it's so much. You know, you being on the outside looking in, when someone make a mistake, you be like, damn, that dumb guy make that mistake. But when you get in that car yourself, it's so much that go on in your mind. It's hard. It's really hard to know what's going on. I mean, it happens so quick. You know, just say, for example, my last episode of driving a car up in Milan. I bumped in, and when I let the button go, I got to, you know, going. And by me being an inexperienced driver, I'm looking at Jeff. I'm looking at him and seeing if I'm gaining on him. And when I grabbed that second system, I'm still looking at him. And I see that I was gaining, but when you turn your head to look at the other car, the other lane, I could have turned the wheel a little bit. I don't know. All I know is when that car got out of shape, I did not know what to do. I didn't hit the brake. Somebody told me when I went head first into the wall, my wheel was still, you know, going for, I could have still had my hand on the nitrous button. So, you know, I don't know what you got to be really, really in tune with what you got to do behind that wheel, man. So, but
right,
it's a great topic, but
Hold on, gentlemen. I wanna let you guys know one thing. I'm in pulling in at Young Money Racing. I'm pulling in at Young Money Racing, and they're all here. And I want everybody to hear this. Everybody, I'm at Young Money Racing. And they got everybody up here. They're covering motors up. They got Randy here. What's going on, man? What y'all covering up, man? I'm on Ben's Grudge Inc. Talk Show. I'm trying to get a play by play. What's up? Can I go over there? Can I go over there, man? I'm on the phone with Leon. Hey, can I go over there? Can I go over there? Man, don't worry, but I was working today. Can I take that car cover off? That's the gun line right there. That's the gun line.
That's the gun line, boss.
I'm on Beard Talk Show, man. I got Leon on there, Big Danny.
Leon bringing the car
flat? Wait a minute.
I'm ready for a Camaro,
Leon, can you verify that, sir?
What'd you say?
Hold on. Here goes Street King. What's up?
What's happening?
Somebody say you coming up here, man. I said, man, look, I ain't coming up here with no Camaro. Some Camaro.
No, I ain't coming up. My car ain't ready.
Oh, no, this is some other car.
No, I got a new car.
Oh.
Ain't ready yet.
Oh, okay.
No, you're going to be ready.
Oh.
Hey,
I'd be ready to get Aaron back. All right, here y'all go.
What happened?
Hey, hold on. Hey, Biz.
Yo.
So you locked in with Chemo? So I did hear Street King Mafia just said he locked in with Chemo this Saturday.
Wayne locked in.
I guess Wayne locked it in. Five or better. 500 on what? 500 on 25 or better. Eighth mile.
What time we got to be in the staging lane?
What time we got to be in the staging lane?
I don't know all that.
He don't know all that. All he just know, he just locked in, man.
But tell him to read the board. They put a time on it. I can't remember. They put a time on it.
What board is on? Motown Muscle?
Yeah, I'm going to get on there right now because I am by a computer, so let me get on there right now.
Hey, Biz.
Yo.
Biz, you still ain't nothing,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Hey, but I do want to.
Hold on, Randy. Wait, hold on. Whoa, hold on. Hear what Randy said? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Randy of Young Money Racing.
Yeah, we owe your ass a lick, goddammit.
Oh, yeah. I know. A whole bunch of people owe me a lick.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Ain't nothing going on.
What's up?
What you got? What you want to run me with? What you got?
We got this big old heavy T body, man.
Oh, okay. Are you talking about Aaron Drive?
Yeah, we got this big old heavy T body. We want to go down on your ass.
Oh, okay. Okay, when y'all going to do some traveling?
Yeah, we ain't doing none. When you want to do something?
Hold on, before
you say anything else, it's Tay on line.
Oh, Tay ain't on the line yet.
Oh, okay. Can you get
so that y'all know, Zero and yeah. Versus Gold Digger, head up, 400 Pro Treat, 8 mile, race by 8 o'clock. 229.5, 10.5. Higher or less, 500 or 2500 better. Flip for lane choice. Give me ball $500 when you both cars hit the gate Saturday.
Okay,
bullshit. So hold on 1 second. I think this my main man right here. 313-7935, your mic open.
What's up, Ben?
What's up, sir?
I can't call. Hey, Meatball. Meatball, no, no, I'm on Meatball's phone, Tim. Hey, put Meatball back on. He just got something he's been asking for. Hold on.
Hello.
Hey, Meatball.
Who is this?
Man, you know this never scared, baby. Come on now.
Shit, I might even catch y'all somewhere on Sunday or something. But let's lock this show race in. If we can run motor to motor, no colors against our colors, and spread and spray. That's two races right there, 500 feet. You can't beat
them. I know I can't beat them. I need that 300 outside though, because y'all still owe the tickets.
Y'all don't owe no ticket, man. Stop with all this, man. Okay. Okay, how about
no,
this?
Wayne,
oh, Wayne,
Wayne,
Wayne
still
owe okay.
the ticket for
300,
man.
Okay, I'm going to make it even sweeter for you. We're odd 300 the money. How about that?
You say what?
I'm going to odd the extra 300. We're going to odd the money for it. How about that?
No, I want that in my pocket. Then we still going to do the 5 and 5 lock in.
Well, let's ask you a question. Who owe you 300?
Shit, what y'all calling the governor? Mr. Wayne, shit.
Okay, look. Call the governor. You're on the phone with the lieutenant.
Oh, man, I'd rather talk to the lieutenant because you're going to talk to the governor and tell him that I'm looking for him.
Okay. Well, look, can we get this locked in? 500 a race? 500
yeah, y'all
per race?
Y'all got to pay that 300 first, though, man.
Okay, all right.
Hey, look, if y'all do it this Saturday, I'd say fuck that 300, and Wayne just still owe me that 300 if y'all do it this Saturday.
I can't say because I'm not going to be there. So I can't say if that's going to be possible.
I mean,
yeah, it's open, Wayne.
Lil Head gonna be there. He just went to the train yesterday.
Well, come on, Lil Head, goddammit. I don't have.
Huh?
I'm on mute.
Hello?
Yeah, Wayne, your mic open, Wayne. Wayne, your mic open.
I'm looking for Wayne. Can y'all get Wayne on the phone?
Wayne, mic is open.
Oh, he hear me on the phone. He don't want to talk to me today.
All right, well, let me open up. I got a few other mics to open up. Hold on. Caller that's calling block. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Biz, I'm standing by.
Who's that?
J-Mo.
Tim. What up,
hey, Tim?
What up?
So you say you don't want to do nothing with the Regal, but you'll do something with the Blue Monte Carlo, for Blue Magic. Blueprint. What Blue Monte Carlo are you talking about?
Me, they talking about, they say Young Money.
Hey. Oh, I'll lock you in. I'm going to lock you in. What's him at? What do you want to do?
You going to lock you in? You going to lock him in for shoe?
Yeah, I'm going to lock in for sure. That's my man.
Okay, well, look.
Randy said he going to lock in for two. Shoe don't even know nothing about it.
Yeah, I'm going to lock that in.
Hey, look. All I can tell you is get it up there.
Pull in the gear car.
Get your ass down.
Nothing. That's how I feel.
All right, I got a few other mics open from Detroit. 313-4799, your mic is open.
Yeah,
313-4799, your mic is open.
Hey,
Street,
let me speak to
Fran. Okay. 313-8448, your mic is open.
Fran. What up, though? What up?
Who that?
What's up, man? What's up, man?
Man, what's up, man? They on the phone talking junk about my man Shoot, dog. I ain't like that.
Man, fuck this race. See, we going to the fight, man. What you want to do, man?
Man, I ain't going. My man trying to get me to go right now, trying to get me to leave my mother.
I ain't going. He trying to get me to go so bad.
You know I'm about to run all these races, don't you? Nobody want to go to the fight with me, man.
I ain't even going either. I ain't even doing my mail. He was trying to get me to go. I think he leaving off for us tomorrow.
Man,
I ain't going.
Biz, I want to blow your ass all out, man.
Hey, man. I want to race you, too. I got a few bills I need to pay.
Man. I don't think you're going to get them this way this time, Biz.
Oh, so you want to run me with the Malibu?
Man, you said we got the backside of the clear for life, man. That's what I want.
What if you run little Boosie head out? How you like that? You want to run little Boosie head out?
Little Boosie.
Yeah.
I think little Boosie's faster than you, shit.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man, give us that clear again. We gonna go down. We gonna blow your ass off all the way out.
So you wanna rub me like you the head up clear?
Give us clear. We gonna go down on your ass.
Okay. Well, what I gotta do is I gotta plan where we gonna be at the same place at the same time.
You say what?
I gotta find out where we gonna be at the same place at the same time.
You know where we at, man. We at Martin on the 5th, and we at Smiley tomorrow, and we at wherever else we need to be.
Well, y'all gonna be at Macon.
You going to Canova? You gonna be at Canova? Huh?
Hold on. So you gonna be at Macon on October 19th?
You want to go to Macon on October 19th? Nah, we ain't going to make that. We're going to be at Cadova on the 22nd or whatever that is.
They're going to be where?
At Cadova, whatever that is down there. In your backyard somewhere. On the 22nd or whatever.
That's September.
That's what?
I mean, that's September.
Okay.
Whenever we is, you tell us where to meet you at, man. We're going to blow your ass all out. I owe you one.
Okay, all right. And I know y'all going to bet good, too.
Woo! Oh, baby. We going to bet better than ever this time, baby.
Well, we'll be doing that. I got money in the bank.
Yeah, all right, man. Where's Tate the Great at, man? Y'all ain't get him on the phone yet.
He just texted me, and I told him that you're looking for him. So hopefully he'll call you.
I heard he was talking bad about Young Money, man. Tell him I'm on the left. Where he at?
He's saying, Let me see. I don't see his phone number. Hold on. Hey, say it. I think that's him right there. Hold on. Yeah, that's him right there. Hey, I'm going to close everybody's mic right now, but Tate and Randy, because there's a lot of background noise. Tate, if you can hear me, go ahead. Tate.
Take it out of here.
Tate. Your mic is open, Tate. Tate.
Yo, 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 hello, hello.
I got you. I got you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I
hear
you now.
Can you hear me now? God damn, what's going on, baby? What's happening?
What's happening, man?
Not much, man. Is this my man Randy?
I'm horny down here, man. I'm real horny down here.
Hey, Randy. Hey, hold on, stop, baby. Hold.
Well, talk
to me, man. How horny are you? I'm listening.
All right, man. I'm real horny down here, man. I wanna put my finger up in you. Where you at?
I mean, I'm in Chicago. You in Michigan? Well, talk to me. You know what I'm saying? You
coming on?
Hey Randy. We don't have to go through no foreplay, dog. We can go straight to fucking, man. All that old this and that, you know where I'm at. I know where you at. All that ain't nothing, man. What day y'all coming to the track? We got something going on in Cordova. You want to lock in for that on the 22nd?
We going to Cordova. We going to Cordova, right?
I don't know what y'all going to do, y'all.
You ain't coming
tomorrow
on the 5th?
No, y'all, I'll be out there. But I'm trying to do something. I just told you we can go straight to fucking. We can do something before then. I'm trying to make my man have a good show. We coming to Tony's show anyway. Y'all come down here and support us.
I'll pay your gas money. Get your ass down here Saturday and down on your ass we going.
I already got business. I got my whole weekend is scheduled and it ain't gonna be got nothing to do with no racetrack. Family time this weekend. And ain't no amount of money gonna change that right now. I already got when you tell them kids something and you put your name on it as daddy. I'm not going to change that because I got my racetrack plans already. My racetrack plan is the 22nd and the 5th.
So
y'all just say y'all, come on up here to Cordova, man. Support my man Race. Let's put on the show for the fans,
yeah,
man. Let's get it out the way.
We'll be there, but I want to make sure my tuner gonna be with us. I don't know if he's gonna
well,
come.
Well, get out of me. I'm my own tuner. I'm my own spokesman. Get y'all ass down.
Well, we definitely gonna molest your ass, though.
I like that.
I want some back.
I love, man. Listen, I love to be played with. Y'all just don't know. I feel like a virgin right now, man. It's been so long. I feel like a virgin. I want to go up to something, boy.
Oh, I know it's tight too.
Oh, it's real tight. It's real tight. I'm gonna allow you to come on in, man.
What we gonna do, man? I'm gonna lock your ass in next week once I figure out what we gonna do.
Man, call me back, man. That unfriendly thing sitting in the garage waiting, man. Come on.
I know it is.
Come on.
So how we racing, man?
You already know it. Head up. Pro tree, track rules, no boss. Keep your W's on, sir. I don't have no problem
no
with bar, that.
Keep W's on. I like that.
Yes, sir.
I like that. All
right. Yeah.
Enough said.
Get out and lay down, baby.
All right, man.
All right. How you doing today? So y'all let me know next week. You know what I'm saying? And, y'all come down here and get your head knocked off on the 22nd, and I'm going to give you a rematch on the 5th. You like that? Hello?
I hear you, Tate. I think he done dropped off.
Yeah, well. They definitely can get a double bubble, Biz. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, he hung up. Yeah.
I like these tough guys, boy. I love it.
Yeah.
You see your boy Lucas on the internet talking slick. Told him, man, who you think you talking to, man? You ain't nobody. Debo got knocked out when he thought he was tough, man. I ain't going nowhere.
Well, Lucas smelling himself right now. He won a couple of those.
Hey, Biz, I heard about him while I was gone, but I ain't seen nothing, man. He ain't showed me nothing since I've been gone. I'm not ducking him.
Yeah.
He ain't showed me nothing since I've been back, man.
Hey, Tate.
Yeah.
Hey, they didn't post when that goddamn when Anthony knocked his ass out at 131, and that was for some money.
That's what I'm saying. That, Danny, I'm not studying the man. The man got on there. I posted the race for Terry Race and Cordova. He the first one chimed in. Tomorrow, I'll come if you lock in. Everybody on all his cheerleaders on the internet tomorrow. Ooh, Lucas, don't be picking on Tate. Don't be a bully. Say, man, lock in 5-on-5. Tough guy. Debo got knocked out when he thought he was tough, man.
Hey, listen. You know he played around with Anthony at Cox, right? And they counted him out. He lost that 10,000. So, you know they when they got at 131, man, they went around there and grudged. Anthony knocked that man ass clean out.
I ain't even see that. I sure would have better with Anthony. He ain't nothing, man.
Hey, Danny.
It was a one-on. It wasn't in the shootout, though, right, Danny?
Let me see if Danny hung up. Yeah, Danny dropped.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he ran on the bushes, but it's cool.
Okay.
He ran clean in the bushes.
Yeah. We got Governor Wayne. Your mic is open.
What's up, hey, Wayne?
What's up,
Wayne? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man? I heard white trash is coming out your mouth.
Oh, look, listen, man. I'm at you, kid. We need to play.
Okay. When you talking about
battle of the hey? We get it can be battle of the white motherfuckers. Come on.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Wayne.
What's up, Brandon?
Mr. Wayne, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. What about yourself?
I've been all right, man. You know, racing season almost over with, man. I ain't heard from you, man.
Man, I ain't hard to find, man. I'm right down there at the J Street.
Oh, man, you know, I don't mess around over there.
Man, I knew here, so you come by us out 3 times a day and twice on Sundays, man.
I mean, what's up with that Cutlass, man?
If you want to race the Cutlass Saturday, we'll be there ready to run motor to motor first.
No. Spray to spray. We already did motor to motor.
Well, hold on.
It's time to grow up. It's time to do spray to spray.
Oh, so you're saying since you can be the motor to motor, you want to try spray to spray. Okay, I understand. That makes sense.
I mean,
What kind of cutters, man? Why you ain't talking to me, man? Bring that cutters down here. Let me get this part.
Full interior, bitch seat.
Oh, okay,
seat.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that still don't mean nothing, but all right, I'm going to stand down then.
I ain't got none of that.
All right, well, it sounds like a little cheater. Okay,
no,
but I'm gonna stand down.
No,
I'm sorry.
None of that.
I apologize. I get excited when I hear you talking about G by his name. Come on.
Okay.
I get excited. Hey Wayne.
I got a question for you.
I bet $200
Brandon won't move.
I got a question for you, Wayne.
Hold on.
When I knock the gold digger ass out, you ain't gonna run in the bushes, eh?
Shit. Probably not. I probably want to get you first.
All right. It sounds like to me I better get you first because you're studying and breaking up and shit. So it sounds like I better get you first.
Well, how about this? When Randy calls you next week, we'll both be on the phone and we'll lock in both races at the same damn time.
I ain't gonna lock in both. I might have some technical difficulties or something after one. But I,
okay,
I,
okay.
Hey,
but
I'm coming.
We always work it out. We can
stiff
that.
Well, I know. But see, one thing, I know you will go that Aaron, he going to be moving around. But I just feel that's what you just said. I just feel something now. I think I'm going to have to get you first because you might run when I straighten Aaron ass out. You might run. I might can't get that double bubble I'm looking for.
Okay. Just remember now, you're talking about a car you ain't seen make a move yourself.
I'm not, I know you, so I ain't worried.
Okay, that sounds real good.
I know you, so I ain't worried.
Can I get a picture,
Wayne, all you can do is me and Wayne.
Huh?
I said all you can do is win.
Okay, okay. It sounds real good for a motherfucker I ain't seen go from one end up to the other end of the track in the last year and a half.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's why I ain't seen you talking to y'all like that.
I ain't seen you make the whole trip in your last three races.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Y'all should, and that's why y'all shouldn't allow me to talk like I'm talking.
You real good when
them
video cameras
and
on this internet
shit. Shit, you's a damn lie. You know yourself. Hey, would you keep it one? Hey, Wayne, would you keep it 100 for all the fans on the show? Did I tell you, man? Go make your man Aaron go, man. He ducking, man. You said, hold on, take me a minute. Let me go talk to him. I can get him to go. Did you not say that?
Yeah, but you wanted him to undress his car, man. You can't tell a man to go and come take
him off. He already knew that's how we was going. He the one around. He told everybody at the track he don't even get on his bars. Why I gotta take my bars off? I don't even get on my bars. I don't even ride my bars. I don't ride my Willie bars. Well, take them off then. He told everybody that, and he knew that's how our race was. Look, our original race over the phone was going to be True 29, 10-5, non-W, with no bars, because he was talking about getting the shootout. But since he came with his big tires and with his Willie bars to run Leon, I said, okay, I ain't got no problem with that. Just take the bars off, and we can go on and get in the bed. I don't even get on my bars. Why do I got to take them off? Well, that's a perfect reason to take them off, because you don't get on them. But he got all this week to test without no bars, man.
He's been out all year. But the thing is, Tate, though, when you call a man out, you can't tell him to
No, they called me out. Hey, listen, no, sir. They called me out, man. Them people was all over my trailer and everything, man. When he whooped Leon, he was on 1500, Wayne. He was on 1500 when he whooped Leon.
You sure? I mean, I don't think he's too excited about that. Leon ain't nothing.
They surrounded my trailer, the whole crew surrounded my trailer, man. I told him, let me make one more hit, and down on his ass I'm going, and I stood by my word.
Okay, and I saw you make that hit, but I ain't hit too much after that.
How you figure that? And I came to you. You was right there with me. I was in the crowd. Hey, Danny, what did Danny come on the phone?
That nigga was drunk,
hey. Yeah, he's
drunk. Hey,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, what are you talking about, Danny?
Danny?
Cause I can't recall that.
He said I wasn't on Aaron ass trying to lock him in.
Yeah, you had your board on your shoulders, and you had money in your hand. You was right at his ass.
Okay.
And he went over there, and he seen, what's the boy, Abe, no, from Bus Motorsport with the colors. He went right after him, too.
I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
But how could you even say that, Wayne, when I came to you and you said, out your mouth, you said, hold on, Tate, let me see if I can get him to go.
But at the time, you didn't tell me you wanted him to take the bars off. You know, when I went over there and told him to take the bars off, he said he wasn't taking his bars off. But that's how he came to race that day.
Okay, well, fine. We got it understood. I hope he ain't coming to race. Hey, look, we got it understood, though. I hope he ain't coming to race nobody else. Head up. He can keep his W on, sit like he sit, no bars, head up, man.
Okay, so what date is you talking about?
They already know the date. I ain't got to keep going back and forth. I talked to Randy about locking it in. If they come to Cordova, we're going to lock in for Cordova. If not, I catch his ass, I lock his ass in before we get to Michigan, man.
Okay,
so what if
I show up at Cordova next week?
I'm getting you in. I'm getting you first. You can lock in now.
All right, that's all I need to hear.
I don't believe you coming. You don't come that far. Aaron, they might come. I don't believe you coming.
But how you going to say that? And I done traveled farther than anybody from Detroit.
I wasn't seeing you enough.
I done raced in Macon. I done raced in New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? I done went to North Carolina.
I see you.
I done been to Mississippi.
I'm going to say this. I don't see you up this way at all. I seen you at the Biz race last year at the North and South, and probably one other time last year, and I ain't seen you no more, dog. That's all. So I'm trying to encourage you to get here. We're locking in and get you here. If locking in and get you here, I want you here, baby.
Okay. That's call me on Thursday next week. Will be a show.
Next Thursday, there's gonna be a good
next
show.
Next Thursday. Yep.
Next Thursday, there's gonna be a real good show. Next Thursday.
Yep. You ain't gotta talk me to
tell
people.
Sounds good. I ain't. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you feel like you got your man, we should meet up in the valley, baby.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good to you. It sounds real good.
Okay.
All right. Back to you, Brandon. Where Brandon at?
I think he dropped out. Hold on. 773-9705. Your mic is open.
Hey, thanks, Dean. Appreciate it. Next week, Thursday. Okay. Hello? Hey, what's up,
Dean?
What's up, everybody?
Doing?
This is Big Sham.
What's up, Sham?
Not much, brother. I'm just listening, man.
On a successful race this past week.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. I want to, man, thank everybody, man, that came out. We had a good time. Had a good show. It was a lot of love out there. I appreciate everybody coming out.
Okay. Hey, I don't mean to interrupt y'all, but, Beer.
Yes.
I'm looking for the Hulk. Let him know.
Hey, Sam, can you call
I can call him.
Hey, hold on, it might be him here. Hold on, damn. You said I'm looking for the Hulk. Man, four people put their hand up. God damn, hold on. 313-3799.
$3.73, $47.89. All right,
773-4786.
Mr. Hulk, what's going on, guys?
We're riding.
What's happening?
All right. You got that car back together?
No, I'm down for the year.
For the year?
Yeah, next season.
Oh, okay. All right, well, no problem.
Who I'm talking to, though?
It's Big Wayne.
Oh, what's up, Wayne?
You all right?
Man, we fought the race, man, north versus south, man. What happened?
Shit, I wasn't there. Shit.
Oh, you weren't ready?
No, I had problems early in the year, you know.
Okay.
I have oil pressure in the bed, too.
Okay. Well, we definitely going to engage 2014, though.
What y'all got running over there? What's left running?
Shit, everything else but me.
Okay. So what about Tommy Gunn? What do you want to do? Or is that an East Side Strangler or something?
No, Tommy, we all affiliated. We no bottle, all throttle. He had a horsepower car.
Okay.
But he engaged, though, you know. If you all press one, Tommy.
Tell him I'll make it right.
I do that. Hey, matter of fact, is Jeff listening? Talk to Jeff.
Jeff is on. Jeff hit the one button. Hold on, I got a couple other people that got their hand up. But Jeff, you want to address Wayne, hit the one button. 414-6614, your mic is open.
Nah, this stuff is East Side Stranglers, man. Nah, go get Jeff mic open before they get that race in.
Okay. Jeff ain't hit the one button yet, but... Jeff, if you on, I know you're on.
Man, what up, good boy? What's going on?
What up?
Who this? This Stokes, man.
Hold up, Stokes. Okay, what's up, boy?
What up with it?
Good.
All right, 631.
I'll be down there this weekend, probably.
Hey, how's everything? It's Long Island Joe. I was just giving a call, shout out right now, man. I tell you what, Sham threw such a great race, and Bruce Leroy and all the fellas was really. Made my day that day, made my family day. We definitely going to come back again.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Yeah.
You didn't want to go outside for a little while?
Yeah.
Hey, Long Island Joe, we about to do the grand finale, but it was all on the track. Hey,
yeah, I know. It was one of those things. I guess we had to settle it sometime or another.
Hey, Diz.
Yo.
Hey, Long Island Joe's son was getting ready to run shouty.
and it was all on the left lane. I told Long Island Joe, man, y'all get the good lane. We was going to take the left lane. But, you know, the guys at 41, they was like, it's too much oil down here. So we told, I told Long Island Joe, we weren't going to let you go back to New York and not get no more action. But, you know, they shut us down and told us that we couldn't do it. So Long Island Joe said next time we going to have his son get right on skin.
I thought
you were about to tell me that it was all over track and y'all went to 130th. I'm like, whoa.
Oh.
Nah, I had a great time, though. I got to say, all the guys out there showed me a lot of love. I got to give them credit. You know, you guys definitely was doing it that night, and it was a real good show.
How long was the drive, Joe, from New York to Indiana?
Oh, it took us 15 and a half hours.
15?
15 and a half hours. We rode on through. But it was well worth it, I got to say. I ain't going to say no lie. I was really pleased with it. I was really happy about the, you know, the hospitality was great. Everything was good. The food was good. I mean, the races was good. I mean, my hand goes out for Ground and Pound that ran us and the Alley Boys that ran us. I mean, those guys are gentlemen and everything to the word. They were no sore losers, no nothing. That was great. Got to say, it was real good.
That's awesome.
I wish I could have did some more racing, honestly, to tell you the truth.
Long Island, we're trying to give you some action, man, but you was broke, the green car.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't find out what it was, and we came back, and we found out it was the MSD had went out on me, the ground. It kept cutting off and on me. You couldn't understand what it was. But, you had the Firebird, right?
No, the Hulk, the green car, Mustang.
Oh, the nitrous car? The blower?
Yes. No,
I wasn't going to run nothing like that. I'm on a motor. I'm just a small block on motor.
I'll go turn the spray on.
I was in town with the break of the tires, Tommy Gunn. That's who I was going to run. No, that car, I came on horsepower. The nitrous car that we were bringing, he couldn't make it, so, but, you know, regardless, we were just trying to try things. I don't care. It was one of those things, yeah, we came all the way out there, so my little one decided he'll step up to the plate, and he did it. He wanted to go, so I said, let's do it. Let's try something. He was just on his game that night. That's all I could say. Definitely was on his game. I'd love to see him and Skin go down, I'll tell you that. We'll definitely be back to Chan's race. I'll definitely tell you that. Next year, you won't have to worry about it. And I know I'm going to have a few more people with me.
Yeah, mark it on your calendar because it's going to be bigger and better next year.
I can definitely tell you that.
45-39.
What's up, homeboy?
Yeah, homeboy. Is that scary ass Hawk on the phone? I'm on the phone, man.
We're on the phone.
Tell him to stand down. Lil Ron going to blow his ass out. Anytime he get ready. His small block gets that big block mark the stage. I was looking for Junior, but Junior wasn't there. $500,000.
Man, he ain't got $1,000.
Beep. Eastside.
He's still on, but I got to take this moment to let everybody know. February 8th, we are having the first annual Midwest Award Show. Thank you. So we will be giving more information out after this week, but it is the first annual Midwest Banquet Award Show. Everybody is invited. All the racers, promoters, fans. We're gonna have it over in Madison, Illinois. It's a Holiday Inn conference hotel. It's a formal event, so we ask that you casual wear. So we're going to have plated food. You will be served by service. We will have live entertainment. We will have a live DJ and a cash bar. And it's a sit-down banquet, so you will be served by service, appetizer, entree, meal, and dessert. And so we just hope all the guys come out from the Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan area. All three states will have a representative. We will have different categories. We're going to get a couple guys from each state to get the categories together, and there will be a voting system. And I think I'm leaning towards certificates to keep the cost down. As of right now, you know, it's not an event where someone's trying to make money. We just want the expenses paid. So we are asking that all the guys from the Detroit area, Michigan area, come on over. Some of the guys from Michigan will be honored. Some of the guys in Illinois will be honored. Some of the guys in Indiana. So we're going to get these categories out real soon. And we can start the voting process, but it's going to be a good time. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of laughter, and just to let you know, it will be about a month before the Mardi Gras race. So I'm sure some of the guys in the Midwest will be going down to Mississippi to get some races locked in. So I'm sure we will have a portion of time where we can get some races locked in. And, you know, we're asking that you bring your significant other in February 8th, and that is in Illinois. More information will come, but I just want to put it out there because there's a lot of planning that needs to be going on with this, so we'll get more information out soon. So, Larry, your mic is open, Larry. Larry.
What's going on, Biz?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, how are you? How's everything with you?
Oh, man, I can't complain. What's happening?
Oh, man, nothing. Checking in.
Is that
what's going on? Man, so far so good, man. So far so good, Biz.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Holding on, waiting on that thing. The sound cook used to sing about a change gonna come.
Oh yeah.
I like that. Hey, that's what I like. I like that. Yes, sir. That's holding up.
That's a good one. That's a good one
right there, Larry. Change gonna come. Hey man, it's got to come, man. We gotta do this. You know, other than that, I'm glad to hear you're doing pretty good. And
that's one of the motivational and inspirational cuts right there, baby.
Yeah.
Let everybody know, man, we're looking forward to the weekend on Hard Michigan and OET. We're looking forward to some good grudge racing going on there. Yes, buddy. It's locked in with Chemo. So we're looking to see will Chemo race or will Chemo pay the punk out or will he knock out Young Money, or will Young Money come out victorious?
Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, who he locked in with? Gold Digger?
He's locked in with the Gold Digger. Chemo Sub-Zero is locked in with the Gold Digger.
It's head up.
Head up. To the 8th mile. 8th mile. Race by 8. 29 is tied, no Willie bars. That race is
they both got to have on true 29
yeah.
W.
True 29 non W.
Okay. That's awesome. I hope Kimo go ahead and make a stand, man, and stop all this rigmarole, man, and go knock somebody out and get knocked out. What other?
We'll see. We're looking forward to next weekend, the 22nd, the race at Cordova with the grudging Governor Terry of Iowa.
over at Cadover, Illinois track. We're looking forward to that race next weekend. It's looking like it's going to get some good grudge racing going on. By yours truly, Tate the Great, the White Ghost. He's trying to get old Governor Wayne over there and Randy and Young Money. So we will know about that next Thursday. Make sure you call
Hey, Ed, I got some calls from some guys from Iowa, too, man, that's coming down there, man. It's going to be a decent show, man. Some guys from Iowa talking about they bringing about three cars from down there to get in the shootout. So it's going to be a decent race, man.
Make sure you get their contact number so we can stay in contact with those guys out of Iowa. Not only Chet doing a hell of a show in Iowa, they're having one at Montgomery Motorsports Park, benefit race for Big Drag, Alabama. So I'm looking forward to that one. I'm going to go one state over and go look at some action over there. Got all the guys coming in, Tony Bynes, 901 Bad Boys, Arkansas, King Scooby, a host of others, Turbo Tim, Butt Naked. You know, they're going to try to defend their home state. So I will be over there looking at that race. Then the following week, a lot of my Midwest guys are coming down for the No Mercy race over in Valdosta, Georgia. Looking forward to that. So it's a lot of action going on in the next couple of weeks. And then nobody call in for Larry, I'm going to open your mic back. I don't know how your mic at all. You want to drop? Okay, you drop. I don't know. Somebody call in for the Motor City Mafia so they can get the date straight, because it is saying Nightmare on 12th Street. But you know what? I guess it is straight because a lot of people have been saying October 5th. So their race is going to be on October 5th, not the 12th. October 5th in Martin, Michigan. So got a lot of races coming up in the next 3 or 4 weeks, man. Plenty of action. Plenty of action. We got about another 5 more minutes on the show. Everybody still there?
What's up, homeboy?
Awesome. Yeah, I got an echo. What's going on, Smitty?
You got a beard.
Hold on 1 second. Say something else, Smitty.
What's happening?
Still got that echo. That wasn't Larry. But anyway, we have a 5 minutes, so we can bet at echo. But yeah, we are looking forward to a lot of good races coming up.
What's that?
I said we're looking forward to a lot of good racing coming up. But again, I want to let the guys know that on February 8th. We will be having the first Grudge Inc. first annual award banquet. First annual award banquet for the Midwest. For the Midwest. So, man, set your schedules. We will be getting more information out real soon so we can all come together, man, and have a good time. A good time. Live entertainment, live DJ. Good cooked food and just all the drag racers and grudge racers get together, man. Around that time, it should be good and cold up north. So there's nothing wrong with getting together and talking about some races. Hey, I'm moving. Yeah,
I'm moving.
Hey, Biz.
Yo.
Why the Hawks so scared of Lil Boosie, man?
Let me tell you something, man. I lined up with Lil Boosie and I popped my motor, so I'm scared. You scared, Hawk? You ran around all that talking, telling Lil Boosie like we weren't going to be on your show.
Yeah, I lined up with Brown on your show.
That don't stay the way.
You better
try it all night.
Ain't going to
let him run the money back no way, man.
You
should have stick your chest out of beat tonight, boy. You ain't come. You been used to talking about how to win, dog, boy.
We're gonna beat your ass, boy. We're gonna beat your ass, boy, like we's your daddy.
You the bullet for set on kill, boy. I don't respect you.
Yeah. We're gonna whoop you, sucker. And we'll go to the East Side Stranglers. All of y'all.
You trying to outbet me with no money.
I think I had all the money. You the one with that short money. Get your weight up, boy.
You're a joke.
You're a joke. Well, I can sure meet you. Fix your car and get ready. But down on your tail, we're going to go. Hello? Been hearing all that business?
Yo.
They been doing a little slick talk, running underneath, mulling underneath their breath. Tell them to come on down and say it. They ain't got a hand to say it. They got slick talk, nobody behind their back. Come on out and say it. We still here. We're going to gangbang with y'all.